This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2023 CUNA GAC here in Washington, D.C. And in the studio lounge, we have Aloya's very own Tim I knew I was going to mess up on your name. I had it. Brucalier.
Yeah.
Brucalier.
Yes.
I'm so sorry.
If you said it right, you'd be the first one.
I've been practicing.
There you go.
And then you came in and said Brucalier, and I said, I got it. So I apologize. Anyway.
It's quite awesome.
Welcome. And
thank you.
How's the show? I mean, how was the opening session, I guess, if you will?
Busy. I went to the opening session, then I went to two different receptions, and then I came
already?
Back to the opening reception. Yes.
Wow.
So it's a busy time.
You're a busy guy just on the first night. Wow.
Yes.
Good for you. So any expectations for the show as well? Obviously, networking is key for especially the folks in the exhibit hall, but anything else on your agenda?
It's always great for us to be able to talk to credit unions directly and see what's going on with them. It's our job to try and find things to help credit unions. So having the chance to be able to talk to people individually, great for us to come up with ideas to be able to help.
Yep, indeed. That's what it's all about here for sure. So this is kind of a preview of Tim's session tomorrow. He's going to be holding his, and it's entitled Tightening Credit Union Liquidity. What can we do?
Yes.
So can you give us a quick overview here?
Sure. There's quite a few issues going on, Michael, with credit union liquidity right now. And I'll just briefly mention, credit unions have invested funds and interest rates have gone up very fast.
Oh, yeah.
So when it comes time for that increased loan volume, you can't really sell those investments. You don't want to take an unrealized loss.
Mm-hmm.
So it's increased borrowing for credit unions. Second thing is tremendous volumes. Credit unions are still doing a lot of great lending in their communities.
Right.
Big banks, as soon as rates go up, they've increased their rates immediately. Credit unions have been able to keep their rates low, produce tremendously good volumes of good quality credit. Again, a little bit more of a hit to liquidity because I'm making more loans.
Gotcha.
Second, inflation's up. People are spending more money. And guess what? There's a few layoffs here and there. So the credit union's seen a little bit of their cash reserves leaving. And some money market funds are looking pretty attractive right now, so some more money is kind of flowing out. So you have money flowing out, you have a lot of good loan activity. It's added up to kind of a liquidity squeeze for credit unions that they haven't seen in a number of years.
Yeah.
So our breakout session tomorrow is going to really deal with a lot of different solutions on credit union liquidity.
Okay.
You can always borrow.
Yeah.
Just as an example, Aloya normally has maybe 25 borrowers every night. And it could be for various reasons. They've taken out a term loan, they've had unexpected withdrawals, cash flow is just missed, no problem.
That's
what we're there for. But where we normally have 25, we've had 250 credit unions borrowing nightly for the last 9 months.
Wow.
We've gone from 300 million in loans to at some points over $1.5 billion in loans to credit unions.
Tim?
Yes.
Wow.
So it's what we were built for. It's what corporate credit unions are meant to be, is a liquidity source. So it's been great for us to be able to help our credit unions, but there's more things that we can do. There's subordinated debt, there's loan participations, there's all different kinds of things. You can issue additional CDs. So This talk tomorrow is going to just really briefly touch on what's going on out there with the economy and how can you adjust to it.
So what's the overall message? What do you want folks to go back? What do you want the credit unions in the audience to go back home with?
We want them to go back fully armed with all of their options on solving a liquidity issue. And we'll present everything that there is. Yeah. So we want them to be informed. I haven't had to think about it in 10 years or more.
I know, aren't you? Right? So spot on there. Yeah, we've been spoiled for a little while now.
Yes, we have.
Yeah, so okay.
So we're looking forward to it.
Yeah. Okay, good deal. Anything else on that one? Anything else to add on that one?
I think we're going to welcome as many people as we can to learn all about credit union liquidity, what's happening, and how to maybe solve it.
Yeah, indeed, indeed. All righty, sir. And any outlook for the rest of 2023 as well?
I think we're going to see more of the same. A little bit of tight liquidity, a lot of good lending going on out there.
Yeah.
I think interest rates are going to stay high, and I think the economy is going to be okay.
Yeah, I was about to ask you what's the buzz on the R word on the recession?
I think it's, if anything, later. I do think there's going to be a recession. How severe it is, nobody can really guess at this point.
Yeah, I think as time goes on, it's getting. People are talking, it's less severe, it's going to be the soft landing now.
Right.
Who knows? But that seems to be the what's going around the rumor mill right
yes,
now.
So absolutely, sure. Same thing we're hearing.
Yep. Alrighty, sir.
All right.
Excellent. Well, I'm going to let you get out of here because I know you probably have some folks to meet up with, but thank you so much
really
for your time.
Really appreciate it. Yes,
yeah.
Thank you.
And I apologize for messing up on your last name.
Please.
Brookalier.
It would have been. They would have thought we made it up if you got it right the first time.
No, I love that. That's cool. Right. It rolls right off the tongue. I love it.
This episode brought to you by Origins, technology for today's lenders. A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible.